Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Okay, so welcome back to the Unpack session. I wanted to unpack your entire show because there's a level layer of clarification about some things. Because I'm telling you guys that there's a level layer of unfairness here. There's a level layer of divisive, abusive antics going on here. And there's a level layer of what I'm not going to tolerate. And I'm going to explain this in the best nature that I can, that a lot of you who are attending my shows on Periscope Twitter are going to end up getting Periscope Twitter too. Because when I tell you that I have a right to use the platform, I do. I have a right to do business and network. And what you don't have the right to do is terrorize, provoke, gaslight, and intimate marker violence, terrorize, provoke, and irritate and piss me off the fuck. The only thing that it's going to do is make me more determined to see the bricks off social media, Facebook, and Twitter. Because y'all seem to think it's a joke. And you're taking me for a joke. And I'm not playing. I'm not playing with the city of Pensacola. I'm not playing with the city of Atlanta. I'm not playing with the city of Los Angeles. I'm not playing with the city of New York. I'm not playing with the city of Miami either. I'm not playing with the state of Florida, state of Georgia, state of California, or New York. I'm not playing with the UK either. And when I tell you that I'm not playing, what I had to do just a few minutes ago shouldn't have to happen. And when I tell you that I'm not going to provoke, tormented, gaslit, irritated, pissed off, because some of you have a level of narcissism so deep within you, you have a level of playing sadistic, nasty, March Madness games within you, and you don't know when to quit, or you think that pushing this is going to work out well for any one of you, including the wealthy, well-connected narcs. Because the dudes that got on here talking about, I'm connected, so am I, your point. See, the difference between me and y'all is I don't use connection to abuse. I don't use who I'm related to abuse, name drop to abuse. I don't mention people for a reason. I don't use connections, industry, non-industry, to get what I want. In fact, I don't talk to them. Because I don't have a level of entitlement. I wanted to get this part out of the way so we can get into the nitty-gritty, nuts and bolts of the Unpack session. Because we're going to start doing this after dark Unpack session. So that we can all enjoy a level and layer of after show. A level and layer of whether good or bad. So hard, everybody. But I wanted to address the people who want to keep on playing nasty games. And who insist on being as nasty and evil as they want to be. And keep up the levels of degradation, irritation, provocation that y'all are keeping up. And when I tell you you're grossly, miserably affecting Dawn Diva Coaching, I am CC Coaching, Team World Online for Children, Health, and Young Adults, and Talk Radio Diva, The Power to Do More, with a Talk Radio Diva myself. What you're doing is not only ineffective, bullying, harassment, degradation to my business brand, degradation to my business brand we roll out, and degradation to a small business, which I have rights to sue social media. Have I addressed it in writing since 2016, 2017, 2018? And I told them to get their nasty, narc, disgusting, out of order, trifling, troll farm under control. That includes a Bettina Lawson's troll farm, the box that Carlos Ellie made, and other antics and buffoonery. And when somebody has the nerve to get in my life before asking me, oh, do you think you're going to die alone? Why would you ask that psychotic man that you sound just like Carlos Ellie? The same one that's hired for the own network. And my exes that went to the own network. So now you understand the layers of why I'm doing this on tax session because the live went left. And because the last week left, because of an egregious level of a narc, who is under a fake account yet again, says he has multiple accounts and he's not going to quit, then I'm going to make you quit. Because if I sue social media as subsequent aggregators, enablers of your narcissistic foolery, then they'll make you quit. They'll make your wealthy, well-connected connections quit that are industry, including Ms. Lawson, Mr. Carter, Ms. Carter Knowles, and Ms. Petty, my FedEx new wife, my FedEx and a witness protection. And since it's funny to keep going with these levels and layers of narcissistic foolishness, I'm documenting it to protect myself and the death threats that I've gotten, the provoking and the bullying and harassment that I've gotten, I'm fed up with. And y'all seem to think you're untouchable, and I'm sick of it. I'm going to do my own back session in just one moment, but I'm reminding each and every last one of you both about the next knowledge, including the Cardinal to threaten me about suing me for what? When the little girl in my house said, get my eye. Okay. I don't like your aunt. I don't like your sister. And mom, your uncle. And mom, I don't like your dad. I love you, but I hate your dad. Your dad's a narcissist. A paranoid schizophrenic diagnosed. So while the guy down here asking me about diagnoses, let me explain something to you about improper diagnoses and being paid to improperly diagnose or grievously misdiagnose. When I was certified to be expert in 2016 by a specialist. So not only is it documented, but there is a level and layer of failure to treat and failure to intervene. And I didn't need treatment. In fact, I needed protection from wealthy, well-connected narcs, including a billionaire mother, billionaire father, billionaire grandmother, selfish, nasty folks who had their own selfish agenda for this. So before we get into the unpack session, I want to debunk all the things that went left so we can get into this part. Because there's no excuse for continuing to torment, provoke, bully, harass, and family members who have IT backgrounds. I'll have you federally investigated, criminally sued, civilly sued, and put your behind in jail. And this means extended family members who are in industry. And I don't have no problem putting you in jail over your antics. Because I don't like you anyway. And you've done this enough. And you've abused enough. And I absolutely hate you. Joke or no joke, I don't like you. And I'm not going to forgive you. And before y'all take me through a level of emotional abuse, torment, provoking gaslight like y'all have been doing all month long, and I'm talking about the March Madness because everybody hates you all, nobody listens to you, did. I like my mother. They hate her because they know she's nasty and evil as all get out. They don't like my father because they know that you sat there and did this. Y'all benefit from that. Everybody hates you. And I do too. I have every right to hate my own mother and father. I love my father in some instances as my biological father, but I hate my mother because she's a lousy, nasty, narc mother who can't stand that her daughter excels past her and is doing well. That's what a mammy does. That's what a pappy does. An incel father and an incel mother are the worst things to have. Such when their child surpassed them. And they feel it's okay to humiliate, torment, provoke, and gaslight their child. Or egregiously embarrass and humiliate their child. Or do things that to cover up their scandal for 30 years plus. And it cost me a lot. Including my career. My businesses. Yet you greedy, nasty, miserable, nasty, wealthy, well-connected, sociopaths aren't even sorry. I got texts that were sent to me. I'm aware of that now. I'll never forgive you because you got close to me and I'll never trust again. I'll never trust another man as long as I live, even if I got married. I'll never trust you. I'll never trust you as far as I can tell you. Because I can trust that you'll lie, cheat, steal, provoke, gaslight, just like my own family did me. So what makes you think I'll trust a man? I would never do that. I'm not stupid. Family got punitive psychiatry their own. Then it means that you're a sick, nasty person. You tried to break his ears, here's me. You tried to gain your, have me conservatorship. You gained your, pretty much paid to have me misdiagnosed. Because mass murders used to be under the schizophrenia until from 1911. But in 1940, just for the 30s, it got out of the spectrum. Mass murders are special. So don't you ever get on my live asking a stupid, ignorant question, disrespectful question, and playing my face. Because the Lake Bay Center will be sued federally, civilly, criminally. My billionaire mother, who played all these narcissistic games, my billionaire father will be getting a lawsuit and a criminal restraining order and not allowed to talk to me ever. Because what you did ruined my life. What you did and gathered together with wealthy, well-connected other people who benefited from this and put in my FedEx deserve to rot in a jail where you belong. Your hate level of violation, emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, humiliation, degradation is something I can never come back from. And thank you for being so nasty and evil to show me that the world has nasty, horrible people, including people you're related to, or dating, or slept next to you. Enabled a billionaire, nasty, disgusting narc to get what she wants and pay agencies to do what she wants. And this disgusting woman played in my face about Social Security. But she had my exes over to her network. I hope that woman rots in prison so much she belongs. Because she did it to cover up her scandal. She didn't care. She was benefiting her. And any father that would do that because he signed on for this BS to cover things for her. And their scandal shows me exactly how far people are willing to go to abuse their power to keep it. Money is the root of all evil. But in this unpacked session, part of this helps with this legacy to move on from it. And people like that. So I want to leave that there and go into the impact session. The aftermath of dealing with narcissists. Having self-love for yourself. Loving yourself enough to address IT hack, network tampering, network abuse, trolling, provoking, gaslighting, egregious levels of damage to business. Emotional abuse and torment to the manner of I could never come back from it mentally. But I'm okay. So I'm a strong, resilient woman. When wealthy, well-connected white narcs, black narcs, and then on top of that, Armenian narcs play these games because they knew my FedEx. Trinidad narcs play these nasty narco gangs and think it's fine because you don't want to lose everything you have. You deserve to lose everything you have within some. Simple. Maybe if the shoe's on the other foot and you were humbled a bit, then you'll understand what it means that I didn't ever need humbling. I've always been a good person. You people are so disgusting, sadistic, nasty, and hurtful people. And any husband that would humiliate his wife, girlfriend, fiance, and think that she would want anything to do with you, you have to be the loneliest, psychotic, sadistic, nasty, somatic, sorrowful, narcissistic, pathological, abusive psychopath to think that somebody would want to be with you. I just see that life is what takes 2 hours, and it's being free. Because I have a provoker, a gaslighter, who have the audacity to get on him, call me names, question my mental health. Didn't I talk to you guys about the disaster they've been doing for 2 to 3 years? While they were standing for both your gas by the way, they take home and talk over their worst voice. So the police department lied on me, meeting up. Sheriff's department lied on me, playing up. Man, sir, stop talking to me. 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 I'm in a room with no furniture because I donated security. All $3,500 worth of it. Man, sir, stop talking over me. Man, sir, stop talking over me. Man, sir, stop talking over me. Ma'am, sir, stop talking to 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 me. So it sounds like I've been lying on many years. Several agencies that were bought on PayPal. You can text me at 866-773-4443-4184-5104. Or you can call in line 515-602-9765 to stay at the show. This master show with Hungry Gives Even Start and Do More. Cash App Love Offerings are $INTC Coaching, $Don Diva Coaching, $T101, $10 on Talk Radio Diva, the Talk Radio Diva CT, the power to do more. And the thing is, yeah, I'm entitled to a lot. I may or may not get it. Comes too many wealthy, well-connected narcs involved. It takes a lot of years of litigation. It takes a lot of levels of proving that I did. Takes getting a lawyer, not a corrupt one. I went to still LDF, they denied me. And then on top of that, I was in New York. But looking seemingly, there's federal cases that are going on right now. I'm aware of that. It's going to take a long time before I get justice. So the person who thought I played my face, the Breonna Taylor, did justice before I do, she probably will. She's supposed to know. But it pisses me off that people will sit there and say stuff like that when I should get justice. I should get a level layer of a federal lawyer. Like I looked for years, 3 years to be exact plus. Criminal lawyer that I looked for 3 years plus. Tax lawyer for 3 years plus. The reason why I'm not in court for fraud is because I didn't commit fraud. The reason why I'm not being sued is because guess what? I didn't commit any level of egregious level of breaking the law. Department of Revenue reported these things. The banks reported these things. Investigations were done. And lo and behold, they tied into the same billionaire nasty woman and the same billionaire nasty man. And the worst part about it affected multiple people, not just myself. So when you call in live 515-602-9765, Josh Hutt, Love Offering, Telefine Diva Coaching, Telefine Team World Online, Telefine Talk Radio Diva, it's for me to be able to continue to provide you good content, to provide you things to do my talk radio station, Talk Radio Diva, to rebuild my businesses, whether I have any money or not, to do it myself and not even worry about a freaking handout or entitled to things that I are entitled to at birth, but denied because of nasty narcs and liars who don't want to go tell the truth. But too bad, so sad I did it for them. I'm not worried about it. I don't want anything from them. I hate them. The hate was done to me. But my thing is, in this unpacked session, I want you guys to know the real raw insights, how I really feel. I'm a life coach, wellness coach, divorce coach. I'll be certified this year. I'll be working with DCF. I used to work with them a long time ago, and I did transcribe medicals. I was a medical transcription. I work with children. I worked with Simpson DJJ as a counsel at RA. I worked for Lutheran Services. I went to the same place I used to run away to. A long time ago, I was a runaway. Because I went through trauma. I went through life-changing things. I ran away from home a couple of times. My mom took me to get counseling. So I started out getting counseling and being seen. And the doctor failed to look forensically at my history. Failed to do homework. He would have found my federal records. I should have got authorization to get them. He would have known that I'm a first. I failed to do his job. So now you know how far they're willing to go to cover up failures because they need to. Because nobody wants to admit that I have had failures since I was a teenager. It's not since I was a baby. But it's in my federal records for sealed. I'm not delayed. I'm not stupid. I just suggested it is. I'm Asperger's. I want you guys to know I have to embrace this, being a human, walking, born brain damaged. I don't produce the chemicals or realize walking radio. I cried because my family introduced me into being a real life walking radio. Because I realized I was person. And then I studied somebody Asperger's while I was homeless. And I have the same manner as an autistic person. I just kept on returning to things I know that. Am I embarrassed? Yeah. I'm so used to being embarrassed and humiliated. Of course, normal. I'm used to cruelty. I'm used to people being so mean to me and god awful that I don't know what it is to be loved. Right. The right. Tell me what it is. I'm so loved because I have a teacher that took me in. Me and my sister. I'm supposed to get one shit. Sin más que llegar, mi hermano, que se va a dar a la persona. I just be living in for free, actually. Someone told me a story. Ladies were trying to. So, I took a video. And at first, they enjoyed Spanish accent having because our foster mother was Spanish. I have Spanish accent as a little girl. So I know how to roll my eyes. Like, that's perfect. And when I tell you that to tell a story, my story is so. Because my mom brought me up on my Spanish accent early. And I learned how to speak at events I learned how to read early. I was 5 or 6 years old, reading at 7 or 8 years old. I just did this today. I was supposed to go to the chat program and get the children. So advanced gifted technical blind children. I was a female children. I cast photos, female children, and my mom did. You go to let me be happy. She didn't let me fall behind. She put me on the foundation of this. They were thrown at me at birth. I was probably going to get killed at birth. Because I was the one calling for protection. Everything born was in white, white. My sister was born in white, white. And I understand it now more than ever. And that's okay. I'm okay with that now. I'm learning that for you. There you go. But that's another thing I was watching with open. And after that year, adoptions were a big deal. So that's the reason why I also. But they were looking for 30 years. But saying something saved my life. I would be dead now. I don't know if anyone else has said something. And I knew for years. I didn't want to tell anything. I thought that my mother just wanted me. My mother reached me just me. And my sister. They were being chosen. Because of the way you are. And what happened, and then you made it have this space for me. I never wanted to break down. I never wanted to talk about it. Because it opened up the pain. Pain was deep in my soul. Because for a long time, I thought it was wanting. But my mother... Let it be in a weirdest way. Get away. We were the children. We were white enough. And that's understandable because back then, interracial marriages, interracial relationships weren't common. Interracial babies were just becoming more accepted on the level that we were made. That's their season. My feelings are hurt. There's a deep seated anger over all of it. When someone told me, yeah, free protection, come here. So I'm having to set the real me in the last 4 months. I've had to accept some things that were harsh realities. And when I did this and dressed up like this. It's not just about the soul of the nation online. It's about my soul coming together to be whole. Because I've been broken from birth. I know who I am. I'm just now accepting it. I'm accepting the efforts. I'm accepting of my family to the firm. And you might really know. My heart is hurting. There's a lot of grief. I'll try to unpack in a short amount of time so I can get back to normal and explore the girl I always was for work. So that session is about learning how to love yourself, all of you, even the parts that you're just really finding out. And it shocks you, it informs you, it just brings all the fear. And there's, coming full circle of your legacy. I don't want to be one of them. I just want to be free. To be good. Get it down. And grieving all. Because that's what it's going to be. That's me. And that's what's happening to us. I've been worried about it. Going for our journey. You know, someone who's incredible. Who's fine. Who's fine. What will sad be? What will sad be? Or spicy. It's a party. A little bit more than I want to, which are a little bit more graceful over time. I was always professional before this happened. But life don't kill me. Life really cares about me. It changed me. It turned away on very quickly. Let me tell you, life has changed me. Life has seriously altered my own experiences and changed me. I never thought that I would have to have a dark confession over years ago. Even though I feel they get it on Spotify and you can get it on Google. And every other platform that we have to get on the podcast network. And any other platform to look it up as well. I thought it was turning into so much more where they were overseas. Thank you. relationship. And I want to tell you that you're safe and home. I have to learn how to cope with an egregious amount of things that affected my life, affected my career, affected my life experience as a parent. My first child was given to my own and she not to so much damage that it means to angry. She drove, she got an adult, she took advantage of her trust and knowing. And there's a level of abuse and childishness and emotional abuse and racism. The greatest level of you can never fix it. You can never fix all of that. You can never literally automatically ever say I'm sorry. And when I'm dressed up like this, it was not the mom system. I think that it was very possible. I saw the confident look in her eyes. I saw the checked out look in her eyes. I'm sad. I've got to talk to her today. I'm not protecting myself for that, my daughter. She was dead, kidnapped, and about to stop. She would have got poisoned in the system. She would have died. And the way it I'm talking because my daughter's life is on the line. I talk because this is the life she was up. I know nothing. I found out about it. I ran into the line and I found out who was working with her. And it was like, they had to go. That was it. But the road guys, the road guys. I'll be wrong for next week. They know what they did. They're just married because I thought that. But the hair is crazy. When I saw the truth in the document, people would show that I was wrong. Because I felt very discrepancy in front of his work. He would be the Jesus in his name. This is his name. I had to know that the Jesus done for me. They do not believe me because I believe them. When I saw how they looked in another woman's eyes, I saw myself. I saw a woman sit there so much that zoned out, mentally disconnected from everything that she was around. She's in such a moment. It's a war for her soul to get back to normal, to preserve the sanctity of her mental health. For well-being, she needs a religion. I want you to learn that first in the first half. For you guys to understand it, because what you saw and what you are going to do is break. What you guys saw is a woman who's been through an emotional breakdown being able to see it. So affirming, so upset, so angry, to come and really declare and say, that's not healthy. Her skin broke down, for sure. That's not healthy. She's beautiful. But the line has been sucked out of her. I think that I am not wrong. So when I talk about March Madness, the seminar was to be able to help each other understand it and not laugh about mental health. Those who felt in their need to talk to me in a rude way, on that live, how dare you? How dare you ask about my mental health? Justin Grassley did it. Jeremy Allison did it. Monica Chimmer Allison, all about the tea, is Monica Chimmer Allison. And she needs to work for her rest. And it needs to serve her. Because Jeremy Allison is responsible for the YouTube things that you get nice, did. Toxic Diamond did. Tasha K. Tasha Keeney. Storm and Rose. Wiley did. But Wiley is the one who followed me on YouTube a year ago. There is no excuse for Tasha Transom keeping her transgression. Tasha TV is the same thing in show. Because her head is the new page. Talk about it, move on from it, I don't want to be gaslit for both of you. I don't want to send any person of our decline, miserable, wealthy, well connected, dark, extraordinary, bad because we found out you're a liar, a cheater, a habitual provoker. You lied to everybody else. You tried to get away with everything you did. You played in my face, all for you. Up to the point of my baby's father, which means all four of you. But my baby's father is not at fault because I kept what? He was the one who was arrested. But the love of the lawyer said that he had not got arrested a long time ago. I would have never thought about it. And then on top of that, having asked this question a long time ago when I first started dating, is what can you commit to work into it? I never realized he's going to have the same case. I realized he was always the opposite of being called. And then everybody took a hold of that to being law enforcement. Is. I don't blame him. Would you want to hold the bag for this BS? Would you have an agency that to protect and start one participate in BS because somebody had it in for their ex and was working for you? Or would you rather be an agency that said, this is gross misconduct and gross negligence and gross malfeasance and here's the justice, I'm sorry. Let me help you figure out what's going on and what's investigation. And they have to. Because they're on the bus right now. Because why didn't you intervene? What happened in all these years that you didn't do something about this? Who told you not to do your job? That's where we go into a level of layer of loving yourself enough to stand up for yourself as a victim and not be a victim, but be victorious. Because the reason why we take survivors is because not all of us make it out. I'm determined to make it out of this situation. I'm determined to become a good life coach. Y'all see that I'm a phenomenal head. Y'all see that I'm good at being a mentor. Y'all see I'm great at leadership and management. My shine sparkles so deep, it admires people, including my parents. Parents. Near and far. I would think that you would want to celebrate your child's achievement. I would think you want to celebrate your child's ability to be incredibly talented. I'm not perfect. I'm not at work. Y'all see me, beep, got me messed up. Y'all just saw it in the last while. That's why I addressed it in the beginning. Because nobody's going to take me to that level of advantage for 2 years straight of being extremely tormented, provoking, gaslighting people starting down to get. Don't tell me I'm talking. I didn't talk enough. I should have taken a lot of money, but I didn't. That's what kept some of you out of here. I made an earnest to get out of debt, save the lot of you from going to jail for fraud. Wire fraud. Business fraud. Egregious levels of stealing money. But y'all don't seem to see that. And when you talk about intimate partner models, stealing too many business models, damaging their hopes, their dreams, their outlook on life and love, you've done more than damage to life. You destroyed a life. You destroyed a mother. You destroyed a business woman. You destroyed them before you even got started. You can't go back. You can't say, how can I punish my wife without touching her? I saw that. Yeah. I saw your bank account, folks. I don't want to be married to you. I want a divorce. You're not going to wait 5 to 10 years to go to the You're not going to sit up there and get sadistic nastiness that you've got to me already. For any fiancé or acquaintance to do something like that, you're not going to steal anything from me. I don't want nothing to do with you. Or anybody else. That's why I call them out. I'm sure it's for any of the acquaintances that I met. Because you're disgusting and you disgust me. Because it benefited you, not me. And even at that, I was a little bit benefited. I didn't know what happened until the last minute. So now that I'm defending myself, now I'm all kind of crazy. See, this is what wealthy, well connected marks do. They call you crazy when you're telling the truth. But I got a paperwork, 50-year-old by a wall. I documented this 2012, so let's say. But in this on past session, we got to talk about sometimes self-love is defending yourself, defending your children. When you're getting shut down, products, bad makeup products, bad hair products, bad food, people watching you sit there and eat it while they're tampering with your food, something's in the milk. You need to milk. Or do you mean dumpster juice? Or do you mean levels of provoking gaslighting children? Or do you mean assault damage? Or do you mean tourism as the destiny that I support? Or do you mean going overseas and having myself on the show for the next why can we do it? I see myself in a moment in a crowd. I have so much stuff that's happened to me. I don't write about it. It's helping me to heal. I'm not crying because I'm weak. I'm crying because I'm trying to keep you in your ass. Literally. And I'm not naturally like that. I'm not naturally a violent person. In fact, I was a very peaceful person before I was started. And so I can only tell you about it. I was a happy-go-lucky, but I was a happy person. I was a person that laughed at the air being funny. I was a person who laughed at butterflies being on fire. I was a person, I laughed when I farted. I was working at Burbank on test with my sister. I worked like a little lamp man. But that way, like, but I'm sharing you guys all the things that we've done. That's it. We're just fired up together. That's all right. We're those kids. We just do a morning show and cheer each other. Don't forget. That's who I was. I was a little girl that had a skirt on, hanging upside down, and cutting up and doing the rope. I was a little girl. He sat up there, Mom. What's he doing? Go get back with the ball, okay? I go right back outside and sit up there in the tree and kind of and have a good time. So I did a somersault, backflip, cheerleading. I was that girl. I did no handed cartwheel, somersault, backflip, taking the people with my cousin. That's who I was. And he's a boy. He always tried to outdo me. We used to fist fight in New York for fun. We used to dish it out. Mortal Kombat, finish you! And it was really like that. We had fun. I was a kid. I became a teenager. Tomboy. Tomgirl. And when I say I was a tomgirl, I was a girl that didn't want to go prom because I didn't want to wear a freaking dress. That's me. I wore makeup. Sure did. I have my makeup to match my clothes. But I don't want to wear no stinking dress. I just started wearing dresses when I turned 27. My first show. Haven't been a dress, what they call them, was at 27 years old. Because I thought I was too big to wear a dress. I was that big girl. I wasn't a flower queen. I was what they considered ugly duckling. But I wasn't ugly. I was just a big bucket. But when I tell you guys levels and layers of how far things went, hi. Good evening. I miss you. I miss you too. When I tell you I'm that girl, I'm that silly girl. Silly goose that laughs about birthing contests with my sister. She's a whole tomboy for real. I'm a tomgirl. I'm the one who dished it out with a cousin and then says, you broke my nail. I'm the girl who has long hair down my back. They put me in a convertible. And then my hair is like white girl hair. So I should have put some hairspray in it. And my hair rolled my head like a lion. I'm like, well, I come home, my mom's like, what's wrong with your hair? He did it. She let him do it. So when I tell you I learned how to paint my hair, I put hairspray in it so it won't be all over the place. I'm that girl. I'm the one who learned how to change a tire just for fun. I'm the one who knows how to change the lock on the first try because some guy decides to teach me and think he pinned the tool in, tailored here, and I got it right on the first try. So it's beginner's luck. Now I'm just good at what I do, moron. I'm that girl. And so I'm that girl that would build a class. I'm that girl that helps rebuild our bed as we broke it most of the time. I'm that girl. But I broke the nail. Fix it. Here, fix my nail. So So I'm your girly girl. I like football. I like basketball. I like sports. I love boxing, MMA. The more blood, the more guts it is, the better it is. I'm a girly girl, too. So, yes, I took etiquette classes at 2 years old. Took modeling etiquette classes at that age. And I'm like, this is my college for. I know how to sit with my elbows off the table. I still want to. Because there's going to be a day where I'll be appointed in life to elevate in life, and I'm going to have to master the art of being graceful again. Poised. Not slouched. Stop getting me in while I can. Y'all are getting to see me in my true authentic form as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, miracle coach, and then on top of that, as a serial entrepreneur, serial branding. Y'all are getting to see me in rare form, the real me. This is my true character. When y'all see me boss up like that, it means that I'm tired and I'm fed up and I'm going to have to verbally punch you because I don't like using my hands like that unless I have to. I've been to the dungeon. I like boxing. I like martial arts. But one thing about that that taught me is discipline and learning to walk away. Learning to walk away before you punch the shit out of someone. Because some people will take you there. I've had people with that. I don't need anger management. I'm the opposite guard. I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm being bullied on my day of life. Such a cold piece. What do you mean, dear? I never needed any type of humbling. I've been humbled, and that's what the problem was. Being humbled for too long. So when I have to sit there and boss up and tell you exactly what your emotions do, then you're seeing the savage mode in me, the beast mode in me, and the beast in me is sleeping, not dead. I don't think you want to meet that beast mode, savage mode. I can show you better than I tell you, but I'm just talking. Everybody knows that. So I don't talk too much. I didn't talk enough. Because I say the same people who put knives in my back. I like what I see. Because when I tell you, I don't want to see that side of you, I die. No, nobody does. That's why my ex used to call me evil. He knows that he gets me off. And the evil side, it's not nothing nice. And I told you guys, I come with a warning level. Do not piss the Asperger's syndrome by functioning. Get this woman off. Because there's a way to break into your soul without touching you. You don't want that. Did you go half with me? Half on what, dear? We're talking. We're just chatting. We're live. I want to tell you guys that the impact session is for us to sit back, chit chat, and get to know each other. Get to know around me. To calm me. This is me all the time. And if I'm calm and mad, you better run. I'm not going to touch you because I don't believe in violence. Let me tell you the best way to do violence. Put a pen and paper. I did this for 12 years. I'm documenting 12 full years every day to protect myself because I always knew it would be my word against everybody else's. But, you know, let's get into the impact part. We talked about mental health. We talked about levels and layers and how your mental health can be affected, your well-being can be affected. From levels of these torment, gaslight, bullying, it did affect me. I'll tell you right now, I'm only asking a syndrome of high function. They can look like schizophrenia. They can look like bipolar disorder. It can look like everything but what it is. Being tormented, gaslighted into levels of beep, 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 you got me messed up. Everything can do it. I got emotionally abused, mentally abused, viciously abused, verbal vitriol. Gaslighting, torment, degradation, bullying, harassment, terrorism, technology abuse, emotional abuse, torment. It tore apart a relationship that could have been beautiful. It tore apart friendship. Oh, I don't need anything, dear. I don't drink. What are you talking about, dear? I don't understand. I got your six. Okay, the six is, I hope my wife is fixed, because my other six, I don't need anything. I'm good. Because when I tell you guys that I live a good life, a happy life, I don't drink, I don't smoke cigarettes, I don't F-off or goof-off, I don't party like a rock star. If you do, y'all, I don't judge anybody, because we've all been there. We all party like a rock star like once. I don't let people sit there and play in my face to do anything to me. I party like a rock star, of course, so what? I was young and stupid. Let me do the thing. Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, okay. I'm your next. Oh. Okay. Because when I find my next man, when I find my husband, I'm your next. They hold me down to keep my interest. I would think that any woman is what we're going to talk about in some kind of session. And it's what it would have been. It's really not both of what we were talking about before. The live went left with the word for open and gaslighting as they were the last live. And there was nothing acceptable about that. That's what I went through for 2 or 3 years. Woman, you're a veteran. My next husband will be my everything. Well, I'm a level aware. I'm going to tell him the relationship between the two of us where we're emotionally intelligent. That's what I mean. I mean, like, I'm telling the things that don't come to face. All I'm saying is that really a mother, if I meet a man, that I'll meet a man, whether he's wealthy or not wealthy, he's going to love me. And the manner of loving myself, paying the family myself, and love that away from me, and I'll forget about everything that happened. And be able to move into a level of where you're going to grow, that is so beautiful after tragedy. So triumph over tragedy. My legacy can be turned around. I'm speaking into existence, the law of attraction. I want you guys to understand what that means. Great mindset. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Because the law and layer of attraction is to be able to have an iron, abundant mindset, I am resilient mindset, I am healing, I am becoming. I am healing from a level of things that alter. I cry so much that I can't really cry as much as I used to, which means I'm not just like I can heal. It's going to take a long time because I have to cope with some life-changing, dangerous, deadly, life-altering things that were designed to kill me. I'm speaking in into existence that God lives in for me to live a long time. I'll die at 110 years old, be an old, contented old lady, a shady old shade tree mechanic, old lady driven to eliminate 106 trees. To say you're ready to be cheated. What does that mean? What does that mean before I agree to it? What does laid mean? What do you mean? What does that mean? I have all delayed potentials. I see it, but what do you mean? Explain. I hope it's not laid to rest. My whole life has been great here. You know, you got something to look forward to. Oh, okay. I think you're ready for a good man, but I don't think this man is ready for you yet. I'm just saying. Well, let me tell you something. I don't think we're ever really, truly ready for someone because I've been prepared for a good man all my life by seeing good men that I was raised by. My uncle, all of them, my cousins who helped raise me. And I know love is by watching my aunt, my Uncle Beth, my Uncle Boo, my Uncle Jim Bug, my Uncle Jesse. They love their wives. They never hurt their wives. They did. They fixed it. They were being gassed, and their wives weren't rooting. Their wives were the yard. It's like Gasser is a mother, and y'all seen it on the whole network. You never want a Reuben. You don't want to be a Reuben. You want a Gasser. You don't want a poet. You don't want a snake. You want a person who's going to love you the right way, physically, mentally, emotionally. She's going to take care of his wife, not take her out. Cheaper, sure. Not yet. You want a man just going to say, I never want to leave her. She's amazing. She's banging from hand to toe. And she's not the perfect shape of the moment. Things that we don't think are important. Well, I don't. You want this alpha? Well, I'm an alpha female. I probably do need an alpha male so I can be submissive and obey. So, when I tell you that there's a level of I'm a traditional girlfriend, believe it or not, although I'm an alpha female, I have to have an alpha male. Because there's no way I can have a weak man. Stop working well. And when I say alpha male, I mean a lion. Somebody says a lion. A level of he can bring me out of the layers of pain of my soul. So that to me, I'll see me inside and pull it out of me. Show the world how amazing his ability to mold a woman into everything she's supposed to be or should have already been. That's something that I'm speaking to different because when we think about the unimportant mindset on the resilient, learning how to cope, that man will be able to help me cope with the pain and suffering, help me to mold my mind, my outlook back to the life being normal. And the day that we start, hopefully it's when he's older day, I'm older day. And then I can sit down under a tree when he's gone. And I can remember that I was married to somebody amazing who loved me, truly loved my soul, unconditionally loved me, love and all. Love me through the anger. Love me through the baggage. Love me through my flaws, my hoopla. Really? What's the theology? I want you guys to understand that pain can be turned into, suffering can turn into a level of savior, a savior to a level of being lost. Sometimes you have to go through being made uncomfortable to become comfortable with being uncomfortable, to master things that life will throw at you. Maybe life is trying to prepare me for greatness. I don't know. Maybe life is preparing me to handle things I have yet to see. I'm speaking all this over myself. I'm speaking life over myself. I'm speaking God's plan to be well protected, well loved. To maybe one day be able to have a spark team. To maybe have a level of greater of I am abundance mindset, my tribe. People who will help me heal. Because I'm going to need it. I'm not healed yet. I'm coping. So I'm getting there. Journey's not over. This battle's not over. Well, you did, man. I'm falling in love with your love language. Aw. My type of woman. I'm going to tell you something. Everybody has a different love language. Because I was talked to by a man who was beautiful mindset before life got to him. Yeah, endless love. And I have yet to have an endless love and a true love. Because sometimes even when somebody dies, you still don't want to be there because you don't have them by you. That type of love that he found is rare. And I understood it when we left each other. Because that type of love you can't replace. No woman will ever hold a candle to that woman. And I understood it after He and I broke up. There's never going to be a woman to replace her. And I would never have wanted to replace her. But he taught me something. Love language. And then the next guy, who I thought was my yasser, I was his movie. And I'm okay with speaking about this in the on-time session because at some point in time, his yard didn't love him. The same way the other guy, his yard fell in love with him after she went through so many rubies. And that's like hard to explain. Because love is something amazing. Love doesn't hurt. Love is kind. And if that love hurts you, it better well be worth the hurt because the rainbow at the end of the heart is something amazing. That's always been a pot of gold. But there's a wealth of knowledge and learning that you get. It's a higher learning more than gold or coin. You can always replace money. You can replace material things. I just replaced my freaking microwave. I just thought it would drop me something that I like. So that I can live and be quite all right. I had to replace things that were camper. But you know what? Maybe it was time for something new. I bought that microwave with my ex. So I'm going to replace it anyway. Sometimes we put our old things away so we can get something new. It's helped me to purify and cleanse my home. My home is not the same. This is my home-based business. So let me tell you something. It hurts me because I'm going to be leaving my home. Because I can't ever be comfortable in a place where damage happens. I'm going to miss my home's business people. I'm going to move. It's time to move. Time to change. I'm ready. Now for the football. I'm ready. But I got the scoreboard feeling about it. Because life has thrown me so many learnings, I got to make the learning. So I don't feel like it's sugar honey ice cream. It's hard to deal with y'all. So what y'all see in me leveling up in life is from the foundation of virtual eternity, building a pyramid. But to stand on top of that pyramid and say, I am somebody, I am resilient. Getting past the madness of life and what life has shown in me. So that when I finally meet my yasser, and I'm his yard, not his ruby, that if we fall in love, I fall in love with him. It's like the princess and the frog. And I get to meet my friend. But it doesn't mean that he's wrong. It means that I get to meet someone who loves me. And just the city. Who will love me all in all? Love my language, my body, before my body. Because I can always upgrade these moves. I can always upgrade my own body. Kids manage your body. Yeah, I've been calling this baby cat for years. But guess what? I don't care. I mean, I'm not too bold. I love you, baby. But that doesn't matter. Because when somebody loves you, you're going to be the perfect shape no matter what, whether you're sitting tall, right? Because guess what? That's aesthetic. Whether I lose my look, whether I gain my look back, like I have, I'm starting to age backwards. I never aged much anyway, but I've aged almost 10 years physically. My body is coming down with a lot of stress. You look dead young. You can look bowed down because you've been through so much crap. I wanted to have a conversation about mental health. I wanted y'all to see what it looks like. I didn't want to talk about their death and emotions instead. So when you guys call and have it, and you can text us during the live, 866-727-9323 international, or you can text us at 404-418-5104. You guys will be able to get in touch with us during the live now. And then on top of that, if you want to do love offerings while you call into the show, 515-602-9765 or cash out love offerings, call us by 9-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- $10 a month, $10 on Talk Radio Diva, so the Talk Radio Diva fee being myself, gotta do more. You can get good sub dates from me. Call me an email. Text me your number. And I'll text you to the phone. Because when I tell you, part of my rebranding and rollout is to tell you that you can come back from anything. My legacy is built on the foundation of Rich Central Energy. People live in flat houses from town. But when I throw a folder back, now everybody's mad. Too bad, so sad. Okay, let me tell you guys something. Self-esteem is everything. And this is the last part of it before I lose a life. Have self-esteem and I'll follow it from positive. Stepping into your crown, whether you're royalty or not, treat yourself with the majesty of being calm and learning how to love yourself, loving others, even if they don't love you, and rebuilding a foundation of work that was thrown at you and staying on top of that pyramid of behavioral health, mental health, emotional health, and bridging the gap at the top and standing at the top of that thing and saying, I am somebody. Whether you're Asperger's or not, I am a beautiful woman, or if you're cisgender male, I'm cisgender female, born a woman, and I say, I am somebody, I am a beautiful black woman, I am a beautiful black woman mixed with white, I'm a beautiful me too, I am every bit of my legacy, I'm victorious, I'm a loving woman, a good mother, a good brother, a good serial entrepreneur, a good life coach, one post-divorce coach, mentor, business manager. Then that means there's a level of way of working around me. Getting out of that imposter syndrome and stepping into my true skin and being maybe supporting me. So when I tell you guys I'm more to be creative, that journal that I have online, I picked out specific journals because it explains me. I can feel your hurt in my heart. Yeah, because I'm really hurt. I'm looking at it, not showing it. The hurt and the pain is the share in love I have for my wife and would be the love and share I have for my Canadian friend would be. The embarrassment I feel is so deep. The love I have for my yasser that I really truly fell in love with. It was deep. But now I'm ready to dunk and just really love myself more than I ever did before. And that kind of self-love is so dope, yeah. But I love myself to death. That's why I'm not yelling anymore. We all saw me yelling for 2 years. My dignity back. I felt like I lost it. 7 years, I was very humiliated. Yeah. I was trying to give you a hug. I'm not a hugger, but I'm not a big hug when somebody loves me. But when I tell you guys, I'll tell you. I'm okay telling you guys. Yeah, maybe. I'm just calm. I lost so much of that. And to have to deal with all that and deal with their life vision and what happened. Childhood trauma changes you. Because it happened. How do you get to know why? It's 30 years later. There's no way you would die. To know that, what? To my mother, thank you for giving me that question. She has no idea how much I've been to know that. And I talk about my doctor, my mother, my mother. I was praying again. I didn't know. That's a legacy, something. And it's like so beautiful. How a tragedy. I feel like that my mother and I can see my real mother's legacy because I don't want to do it. And I'm holding that for you guys to understand as a child to forgive your mother and your father for what they had to do. That's a thing. I'm going to forget your heart. I got to come to you. And I'm doing my best to be so I can have closure. Yeah. And don't break down over there. I've had something out so many times over there. It's probably all have no idea. Because the city that I came from, you're from me, put me to you. The story, I don't have to tell you anymore. My story is so deep and deep in your mouth, but it should not save my life. It has saved my life. There's some heroes in this control that we have. There's somebody else, you know. You just don't get the whole story. And that's what I want my life for me. I don't know how much. I want to have a company. But it's going to be you. And you need to say, the car makes me cry alone. Please don't cry, then we'll cry. Then I won't feel more bad for you than I can cry. Because this doesn't make anybody cry. It's to reach anybody. Authentically. Don't see me red nose. I cry, I get red nose because I'm white kids. See, I got white girl problems. Yes, I farmer's tan, y'all seen it. And I peel like a white girl, so don't judge me. So when I tell you guys how important it is to share your world with people, it's to share each other and heal each other. Because part of this story and the risk I took to tell my truth, save my family, to save my adopted family, mobbing, that mobbing character. But it's also to close the door on generational curse for the whole thing. The secret of the job thing is not for anybody to do stuff. So I would implore a lot of people. I play my mother. I'm so mad at you. I'm just mad at you right now. Daddy, I'm so mad at you right now. Mom, I'm so mad at you right now. Grandma, I'm so mad at you right now. It's going to take a long time for me to be one man. But it doesn't mean that I don't respect my elders. Even when I have that meat, I don't know what to be though because it's just so much hurt. It's okay, we'll cry through the door and we'll cross this one. So, because I never meant to hurt anybody by telling the truth. But it's not me too. And when I tell you guys, I was so glad to see Eric Jackson's wife do what she did. That's why I wanted to be able to support her spiritually and emotionally. So, say I'm here to be like, I think it's, you don't know me, I don't know you, I don't care what page, but I know you with me. Because we've all seen things in our life. We've all went through things in our life, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a relationship. The true love is loving your wife, girlfriend, fiance, to pay the suffering and being man enough to share that and take that pain away. Whether it's people who've done it, whether it's situations and life that's done it, and being able to emotionally recognize when your wife is falling apart. Or when your girlfriend completely falling apart. Because life will do it to you. That's what this podcast is about. Thank you. Thank you. Answer you guys if you're talking. Really like to so many things. Good. And I tell you guys, sometimes people are sent here to heal you. And you can be there when you're because you have like healed first trauma. That's what I meant by the thought. The healing of health. A lot of us need to understand this. We all need to stop. I've been tormented by both gas, blood, spotify's brain, beat down, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically. What else do you want me to act like? I'm laughing. You can probably just piss me off. And y'all know me. I'm a bull. I'm a Taurus. And when you make a Taurus mag, and now the Zodiac moved to Aries, now I'm a goat. Those are fat. You know what? You know they're going to come out. But now I'm technically an Aries. You cannot stop the West Side. You just can't. But then when I tell you guys, I'm a true Taurus down to my thoughts. I'm a born Taurus. You will be close. Don't start no more beat. It's Taurus Nation here for me. April's going to come along with a little Aries outlet. And the bull Taurus Nation, Taurus season. This year, we're going all in. Us Tauruses, and those of us are going to move on to Zodiac, to Aries. So it's going to be Aries Nation, Taurus Nation. Y'all don't want that. I don't really have to try to do it because I try not to do it. It's not my own. I literally hate to do that. Like, I'll feel guilty for even having righteous anger and upset. That's how much of a failure I am. I'm a happy tree friend girl. Like, sometimes, let's be happy. But then, like, life hit me, and now I'm like Squidward. It's my brother and my dog. You know, the guy looks like dressing RBF. That's who I am now. Like, I don't want to go see anymore. I feel some type of way. But I want you to see me act like and show my real skin. So I'll just sit back quietly and be like, are you done, okay? Are you done pissing me off? Are you finished? They asked my ex, but I was like, are you finished? Are you done? Come see me. It's working. And I used to think about when I had PTSD and I still did. I'm dealing with a level of trauma and betrayal trauma and levels of trying to work past all of that and still be a brand new entrepreneur and take the risk of documenting everything online. And it was risky. But the greater the risk, the greater the reward. The reward changes to the fact that I'm able to come back to myself. There's still more trouble than I ever had in my entire life. I think it was so long because I didn't want to accept what I've known since I was 6 years old. That was a lot to know because I had open adoption. But I didn't want to accept it. I lived in a level of separating that from my identity. And I think I screwed up when I did that. I should be proud of what I was instead of ashamed. Because I didn't know who they were. I know who I've known. I didn't grow up around them. But I watched them vicariously. And I got to know who they were. And I became more prouder, but I had separated it so much. That's what I meant by cognitive dissonance. Because I never embraced it all. Because it would mean that it was questioned. Why did you want me? Something did want me. It's a level where it doesn't protect me and my sister. We were lucky. It's just that once me and you had that here at the time, when there weren't adequate protections like there are now. I get it. But I want you guys to understand how trauma can shape you. And then when you get into a marriage or a relationship, don't you feel that trauma or those wounds? You can never be whole. You just can't. If you are, you're faking it to make it. That's why you see those perfect proactive patties and you see those proactive patterns who are happy all the time. It's like, why are you so happy all the time? Because they have not hit a level of things happening that change them. or they haven't addressed it and hit it full on and had a level of grief so deep in their bones that will piss them off and have them at that, like that. And when I tell you, remember that movie, Deliverance from Evil? There's a level of deliverance that comes from, I just want to make things right for you, so happy to consider you in your life. Well, I'm going to tell you this. That's what I meant by deliverance. Delivering is getting to a point of delivering ourselves from the things we've done, absolving ourselves of our sins, or the level of layers of things that happen to us, the things that we've done, by being honest with others, admitting that we're bad, admitting that we're angry, admitting that we transgressed against someone, or we did transgress against, like it was me. We have to get to a point of admitting that, yeah, I'm upset, yeah, I'm grieving, and yeah, I'm pissed off, but I'm grieving most of the things. I have to get a hold of myself at that and just say, hey, I'm grieving. Grieving both of the things, my identity, who I was, versus who I really am. It's kind of like, when you establish how it says I am, or something versus me, something like that. I was, I am. Yeah, that's it. And when I tell you that I can feel that, the person I was, and I get it. Oh, let me see what you're saying. Good job. I'm going to piss them off. Okay, cool. Drive safe, please. Buckle up. Make sure you have your seatbelt on. Don't you drive safe. Because I'm going to come to some kind of person. I want to make sure that we can try to come back everything part by part. I want to tell you guys that we have to find a level of understanding and acceptance and find a level of layer. We have to find a level of layer. I'm just reading the comments. I'm from the point. Okay. When I tell you guys that there's a level of what they call trauma recovery and post-separation abuse and coercive control, all of that goes hand in hand. And then when there's a level of piss off, you have to get to a point that you're no longer pissed off, but you've got to learn piss excellence at a level layer of recovery and a relational value of using what happened to you as a level layer of a trauma narrative to get to a point of resilience. So that's the best thing I can learn without going all extra textbook on you guys. And I can regurgitate, you know, there's a level of rest therapy and pen therapy, and we need to equivalently, ideologically, you know, make a level of layer of breakthrough, even using all these big words and crap. But I don't want to right now. But I want you guys to understand that I can get on everybody's level. Because this is what they're doing for me to be here. That many people are so pretentious and jerks and dicks who have master's degrees and PhDs and they're a bunch of heavy people. I'm just like, you suck. It's like this thing that I used to laugh at wordplay. Go look it up. Dude did a thing on My Little Pony. Look up wordplay. Bo, I think it's Bo Life. He did it. And it's wordplay, like, oh my God, I want to find an edited version so bad so you guys can do it right now. So, you guys, it's explicit, so I'm going to do it. Don't get mad and don't ding me for this, y'all. This is hilarious. This new wordplay. And this is from my wife, Rainbow Dash. This person knows who they are and is dedicated to you. Please laugh about this all the time. The level of discomfort. Y'all, it's hilarious. I want to do it so bad. I don't know if they took it off. I found a word later. They might have took it off because they got something. Y'all, it's hilarious. I'm just playing piano. I'm sorry. And he's like, F the rules. This is it. This is it. I'm trying to find it, bro. It's hilarious. Anyway, if I can't find it, bro, I'm going to find it afterwards. And it's just like, too funny. So, a person who goes against the grain, right? And he's just telling me words like, here he is, Bo Burnham. Y'all, want to hear it? I got a song for you. Here you go. Wait for it. Hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it. Hope, trust, and faith. Who is raised old school and order and have a level of respectful for elders. There's a level where I have to go between being an old school mom and being a new school mom with a mix of Claire Huxtable and trying to do the best that I can to be an Asperger's high syndrome, what do you call it, high functioning, Asperger's syndrome, high functioning, I'm saying backwards, syndrome, high function, tested, gifted, I think, Asperger's syndrome, heart. And when I tell you guys that I'm like an angel with a crooked halo, I do the best I can to act right and do right, but sometimes my ass DX up. It's kind of like major pain. My ass DX up. So I just want to tell you guys that sometimes you gotta act dead, talk dirty, and sometimes have a good time. And in this, I wanted to stop crying because the pain was hurting me and I didn't want to talk further about it. But when I tell you guys that I don't want my heart to hurt anymore because it struggles for own sake. I don't want to own sake. I want to live a long time. I want to repair my life, live my best life, and legitimately be able to be an old lady. I want to be a medical MD, forensic pathologist, and then on top of that, a forensic scientist, to be able to do psychiatry, psychology, and be able to eventually write good books and things like that, or be able to help advise people who dealt with Asperger's syndrome, high functioning. I'm allowing the facility that I end up being dragged to because of intimate partner violence to be able to study me so that they can learn how to deal with people that are Asperger's and learn how to help law enforcement become better trained. So that's why I'm working with the level and layer of forgiveness in my heart to be able to connect with agencies and teach them better how to deal with Asperger's syndrome, high-functioning people who are being terrorized into my partner violence and recognize it. Hopefully I'll be a chief medical officer and be able to work these things out and be able to help the level of agencies and things like that and recognize things for them when they have to go to court so that they can be able to get the restitution that they need, the level and layer of things that I didn't get. So part of my legacy is to help build as a life coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, and also as a mother, entrepreneur, and a serial entrepreneur, and a certified wellness coach, divorce coach here soon, and then as a certified life coach, and I've been certified since 2016, I want to get back to my mama. I want to get back to the girl that I am. So the girl I was is gone. She's been gone. The girl I am now is the girl that you see. She's quirky, she's funny, classy, a lot of badassy, but I'm trying to reverse it to be a little less badassy, a little bit more classy. Yeah, I'm still going to be sassy, though. Yeah, I said it wrong. So I wanted to make sure that as a life coach, you guys can see me as my true form. This is me. I am Nancy. I am. I shed some light on the thing. We need to continue a level layer of understanding mental health and all of its entirety. The levels of study continue, and the level of layers of the marathon continues, meaning passing the torch to other people who will continue their legwork. I've finished my part of this race. I've finished my part. I've sacrificed so much. My career has been sacrificed. My time with my daughter has been sacrificed. But the losses are going to be less than what the levels of reward, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. I'm speaking that into existence. I'm speaking life into my life. I'm speaking the laws of attraction into my life. I'm speaking the laws of I am into my life. And the abundance mindset and going from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset means that I'm trying to get it back to a level layer of my relationship being better. And that means my personal relationship, my professional relationship, my career endeavors and goals. And then on top of that, someday of my marriage. And to be married 20, 30 years is my goal. To be married 20, 30 plus years, 40 years, and do what y'all are still together. Y'all are still a power couple? Yeah. That's what I like. So I don't have to be the alpha female. But I can actually sit back as a lioness where my lion goes out there and makes the world go round. I'm just sitting back there as the Wizard of Oz, like, hon, don't drive us off the cliff. Hold on, sir. So I hope that this live was good for all of us. I hope this healed a lot of people because my gift is being a hero. My gift is being a reader. My gift is being intelligent meaning emotionally responsive. Take a quarantine tune to others. My gift is being a leader, a mentor, a speaker, a narrator, orator, a writer, a coach, a mother. So I thought it's happened to my gift. It took a lot of work, took a lot of time. The things that happened to me changed me. But I learned all that layer of trauma. That gift is the best for me. She's the best gift to come. So this impact session was the intent to hold her level of coaching. Well, I tried to coach you guys on Friday and unpacking my life to fix my life in front of you. And then we'll tell the man to coach you guys, all of you who are going through it, because all of us have been through something that changed that. All of us have been through something that has totally mentally destroyed us. All of us have been through something that psychologically damaged us, but we don't have to stay there. That's a choice. So the end of the arc heart is sometimes our heart has to break to make that better. Just have a little band-aid on it. They have a little glue on it. My little heart has been broken. But it'll come back together again. And there's somebody who's going to show me joy again. Show me love again. Real love. Unconditional love. Somebody who's going to build an empire with me. Somebody who's going to be on the same page. And somebody who is going to fix the world. But I gotta fix it first. That person can go to zero. The sense show me that there is one out there. There is a fairy tale. There is something real. It's not perfect. There is something that I have to be committed to. And that is something that is a story at the end of the That'll be my real story. Then I'll write a book that I'll write about this part. It'll be happening in my 20s and my early 30s. So I want you guys to understand that and then get to where we get to a place to move forward. So tomorrow's session, before I leave out of here, we're going to talk about self-love in its entirety and then resilience and then on top of that, coping and being able to move past everything and then on top of that, finding a place to heal eventually. The soul of the nation is not mine, including mine. My soul is committed to the I am blessed mindset and moving from scarcity mindset and getting to the better enlightened me. So part of that is everything in what you see. So bear with me. Follow this real message in a bottle in real time on Periscope Twitter. And those of you who find it 20 years later, 15 years later, and you ask me about different things, then I'll tell you, I don't live there anymore, but I'm glad to answer the question going forward, not backwards. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't want to talk about my dad. I don't want to talk about the things that broke me. I don't want to talk about the things that made me. So, I hope that helps everybody. So, I hope you guys enjoyed the live. We've been on here 1 hour and 48 minutes, and a level of 12 seconds. So, time for me to enjoy my evening. I have done a lot of work today. Part of my work is to work on myself and working on myself. Hopefully, it helps anybody who wants yourself. You get that stuff. Those who don't want a foundation of bricks that are going into don't pyramid on the top of it. Instead of the top, say, I am somebody. I am beautiful. I am becoming. I am who I heal. That's what I see you do. So, I hope you guys love this live. Make sure you call in line 515-602-9765. Cash app, love offerings are accepted. I am teaching coaching, not leave a coaching, see more online, helping your leaders, and helping your leaders to see, and it's time to do more. You may also do things to go and text us, and that is to mom, talk radio, Diva, and Don Diva Coaching, IETC, coaching. Go to a level up of texting us at 866. 7-9-3-3-4-4-4-1-8-5-1-0-4, and make sure you text it even after hours. We'll be able to get it and I'll respond. But don't spam, I will block you. I'm going to put the phone on. Thank you for attending the live. And I'll see you soon. Part, I'll take you guys out.